Show them to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnayos Kalayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnayos are being learned B'schos Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zagos HaMos, Yitiv HaChol Yitzchak HaLotayim. They should be benched with a Sachat Tzlochan, Tziyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnas B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Selah. Now in the previous Mishnah we had learned that in order to be allowed to plant something other than grapes in Mechol HaKerem, there needs to be a minimum of 12 amas of empty space. We define Mechol HaKerem as the area in between the vines and the fence or the walls surrounding the field. But now Mishnah Gimel tells us, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Ze Ela Geder HaKerem. That's considered Geder HaKerem. That's not Mechol HaKerem. Geder HaKerem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is this space in between the vines and the fence. And he says that there only needs to be 6 amas of space in order to be able to plant something else there. It doesn't have to be 12 amas. So now Rabbi Yehuda explains, according to him, what Mechol HaKerem is. Ve'ezehu Mechol HaKerem. What is Mechol HaKerem that requires 12 amas of empty space in order to be able to plant something else besides grapes there? Bein Shnei HaKramim, that's in between two vineyards. If you have two vineyards next to each other, let's say one of them has Merlot grapes, the other one is Cabernet Sauvignon, and you want to plant something else in between them, then you would have to have 12 amas of space. Each vineyard needs 4 amas of empty space, that's Avodas HaKerem, and then the other 4 amas in the middle is able to be planted with whatever you want to plant there. Now, once we're on the topic of fences, the Mishnah says, Ezehu Gader, what's considered a fence? Shugavai Asar Tfachim, if it's 10 Tfachim tall, that's considered a fence. Vacharitz, what about a ditch? A ditch is the opposite of a fence. It accomplishes the same thing, just as opposed to it going from the ground upwards, it goes from the ground into the ground. It's a ditch. So what is a charetz? Shu amak asar v'rachav arba. If it's 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, that's considered a charetz. What relevance does it have l'halacha? So first of all, what we've been discussing up until now, geder hakerem or mechol hakerem, but also there's another halacha which it's relevant to. There is no issue of kilayim if you have a fence. So you're allowed to plant grapes all the way up until the fence or all the way up until a charetz if you would like to, and then you could plant something completely different, grain or something else, on the other side of the fence all the way up until the fence. Even though there's a very small separation, it doesn't make a difference. The geder, this fence or this wall, creates a very clear demarcation in between these two different types, and it's not a problem for them to be planted very close together. And Mishnah Dalet continues with that. Mechitzas hakanim, a partition made out of reeds, like a bamboo fence. If in between each of the reeds, in between each of the bamboo sticks, there's less than 3 tfachim, that's a amount of space that a goat, a gedi, is able to get through. So if there's less than 3 tfachim, harezuki mechitza, that's like a regular partition, it's like a regular fence. Even though there is spaces in this fence, let's say these spaces are 2 tfachim wide, that's not a problem. We know the concept called lavud. We have this around sukkah a lot. We have this in Erevin and Shabbos. There's a halacha l'mashmi Sinai that anytime you have two objects that are within 3 tfachim of each other, we apply the concept of lavud. Lavud closes gaps, and now it's as if that gap is completely sealed. So you have this mechitzas hakanim, this partition made out of reeds, this bamboo fence. Even though there's gaps in it, it doesn't make a difference. It's as if they're closed, and it's considered a valid fence for kilayim purposes. The Mishnah continues, v'gadar shenifretz ad eser amos, if you have a fence that has a break in it, a breach in it, up until 10 amos wide, harehu kepesach, that's just like an entrance, that's like an opening in the fence, and there's no issue. And we're going to explain what the non-issue is in a minute. But yasar mikain, if the breach is more than 10 amos wide, keneged apirtza usser, so then you're not allowed to plant opposite this pirtza, opposite the breach. As we said, by fence, you're allowed to plant grapes all the way up until the edge of the fence, even though there's something else planted on the other side of it, because this fence is a valid partition. It's a clear demarcation that one thing is on one side, one thing's on the other side. What the Mishnah just told us is that if we have a breach in the fence, as long as we can view that breach as an entrance or an opening as part of the fence, so then you're also allowed to treat that entrance, that opening, as part of the fence itself. You could plant grapes all the way up until that entrance, even though there isn't a fence there, but we look at it as if it's part of the fence, and then you could plant the other thing all the way up until the entrance on the other side, and it doesn't look like kilayim, because we view it as part of the entrance of the field, as part of the opening of the fence. But that's only if it's up until 10 amos wide. If it's more than 10 amos wide, so then that's too wide to look at it as an opening, and it would be usher to plant keneged hapirza. It would be usher to plant right up against that opening. Now, what about nifritzu paratzes harbe? This fence has many breaks, has many breaches in it, many different sections of the fence fell down. So im ha'aymin ruba ala paratz, if there's more standing fence than fallen down broken fence, mutter, so then you could treat all those openings as if they're just regular openings in the fence, like what we just spoke about. But im ha'aparatz ruba ala aymin, if there's more broken fence than standing fence, so then can I get up here to usher, you're not allowed to plant opposite this opening in the fence, even though it's less than 10 amas wide. So let's say you have 100 amas of fencing, and every 3 amas of standing fence, you have 5 amas of open fallen down fence. So even though each of these 5 ama gaps are less than 10 amas, since collectively across the entire 100 amas of fencing, you have more open than closed, you're not allowed to plant opposite the open spots. However, if it's the other way around, if every 5 amas of fencing, you have, let's say, 3 amas of pirtza, it's not a problem. You could treat each of those 3 ama pirtzas as if it's a separate entrance into the field, if you will, and then you'd be allowed to plant opposite right up until those openings. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.